Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, we'll do the 888 at the top of the hour. Yeah, The Texans have notified the winners of tickets to the uniform reveal. We had a bunch of people text in after that. Like, yeah, I got my. I also won the uniform reveal. Oh, 6:30 to 9:30, Seth, a texter is saying here.
6:30 to 9:30, sweet.
So 6:30.
We'll be home and we'll get a good 6 hours of sleep at least and be ready to go the next day.
Good, my cup of cocoa before I go to bed, yes. 6:30 to 9:30. I don't know, 6:30 to 9:30. That feels like 6:30. Irish goodbye at like 8:55 or something like that.
You think the reveal is somewhere around 8:30 or 8:45?
Yeah,
so,
well, they're getting, just to be clear, like the full uniforms are getting revealed on social media earlier in the day. Like, this is more like a celebration of the uniform and a chance to see it in person. Yeah.
So okay.
More like touch a reason to get together. Yeah, yeah. And, well, and I would imagine purchase it as well. It's probably.
Ooh.
Yeah. I've already had some people who didn't win tickets to it, like basically saying, what's your Venmo? Because I want you to get me one of the this uniform or that uniform. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are we now? Where are the tattoos? Did we ever get any clarification
at
on
this.
At this. Now they said they said you can get tattoos.
Yep.
But they didn't say temporary tattoos.
No, they're real tattoos. They're real tattoos. And my understanding is there's only a few choices. You can't go up there and say, "Hey, here's this Daffy Duck with a Texans uniform. I'd like you to, you know, like there's it's very specific."
Here's a picture of my grandma.
Right.
We don't care about your grandma. This is for Texans logos and Texans.
Three choices: the H, some horns, or a logo. Screw your grandma.
Get a tattoo.
Yeah.
I bet it's going to be a pretty good tattoo artist.
It's yeah.
They went and yoinked out like six top chefs to work in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they didn't pull some dude out of prison to come give you these tats.
No.
Okay.
They probably. The prison tattoo artist, the most popular guy on the block. Yeah.
Hey, if the Texans want to really go there, and really just like, you know, really stand out.
You want an edge. Yeah.
Let's take a prison visit and get some prison tats while we're there.
Yeah,
we're reaching out to the community and they can give back to us.
So who's
give
the
them a sense of purpose.
Bob from Huntsville. Oh, he lives in Huntsville? Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
For now.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. So the tattoo artist will be there. It's free. So
a free tattoo?
That's, I believe they're complimentary, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. You have to tell them though, I think ahead of time, like, cause they sent out like a little survey, like, would you be interested in getting a complimentary?
I'll check my email.
I know if I'm wrong, there's a million Texans people that listen to the show. So I know if I'm wrong, someone's going to check me on this, but whether or not it is like a free tattoo, if you're even like pondering a tattoo, like cost comes into play because their tattoos are expensive, man. Good ones.
We should start giving that. We should start doing that as a way to entice people to things like free tattoos.
Free tattoos. Did you?
I do notice that like the funniest thing, man, is I notice a lot of people these days. A lot of people with low tolerance for different hair colors, and yet at the same time, that person has as many tattoos on their body.
Yeah.
That if they had walked into their grandma's house 30 years ago, the grandma would have called the cops immediately.
Yes.
You know, like that is just not something that proper people do. So it's just that shifting times. Or say 20 years from now, we'll all have tattoos and purple hair and be criticizing all these weirdos wearing, I don't know, wristwatches or something.
Right. How about the hotel we stayed at in Vegas for the Super Bowl having a tattoo parlor right there next to the elevators to go back to the rooms?
Yeah.
I would bet, because you know, that's what casinos do. They have these expensive shops with Louis Vuitton purses and watches and suits.
Somebody
and things
comes
like
into
that.
A lot of cash.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, oh, yeah, hell yeah. Yeah,
a lot
I can
of
totally
cash
see.
And a lot of alcohol. You know,
a lot
like
of
that's.
Cash, a lot of alcohol.
Right? Like,
$1,000 and look at that badass tattoo.
Right.
And they looked like I based this on nothing other than the way they looked and dressed. They looked like pretty good tattoo artists.
They were. I actually went in and asked them about that because I was curious. I'm like, so how much would you, like, how much of the business that you get coming through here would you feel like is like impulse tattoo purchases?
Right.
And they thought like a majority of it was, especially because of the time of day that it takes place.
Yeah, they're not doing like a lot of it. They don't have that many, as many appointments like, as maybe a normal place.
Like at noon, you know, like it's a lot of people, you know, coming in, coming off the strip or whatever, you know,
there
stuff
is,
like that.
I do, like I'm kind of joking about the way they looked, except there is like a tattoo artist chic. It's like kind of a cool look, you know. Usually, like obviously, they got a lot of tattoos themselves, but then like a dude will have like a fade, fade, but with like really crazy hair up top or something, and a neck tattoo. Yeah.
Would you feel better about getting a tattoo from a person with that look, the tattoo chic look that you describe?
Yeah, I would. I'm just trying to think of like it would be the opposite. It's like, okay, you know, don't trust a skinny chef. Like I'm not going to trust a tattoo artist that doesn't look like a tattoo.
Yeah,
artist.
Yeah.
I need to. Yeah,
that makes sense. Jim Crane, owner of the Astros, to my knowledge, no tattoos on Jim Crane, but every time we see him, he's in a suit. Who knows? He could be inked from head to toe for all we know, Jim Crane. Put up a poll earlier this week, I did, on Jim Crane, because this season has gone a little sideways, and the moves that I think are at the very least perceived, if not to actually be the brainchild of Jim Crane, a few of them we know are because they didn't have a GM at the time, and he approves everything, right, especially big deals. So I posted, do you approve or disapprove of the way Jim Crane is handling his role as owner of the Astros? And before anybody gets uptight about the wording of the question, I had Seth Google how the wording is done on approval polls for political figures.
Right, the Gallup. This is Gallup the way Gallup poll. Phrases it. Yeah. They've been doing it for 60, 70 years.
The mecca of polling. And this is how they phrase their questions about approval ratings on presidents and whatnot. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Jim Crane is handling his role as owner of the Astros? Seth, I don't know if you've looked at this, but I know you love to play the guessing game.
Right.
Do you care to
you
guess?
You gave me the preliminary results the other day, and I'm guessing that and on something like this, the preliminary results are probably pretty close. I'm going to say 53% approval rating.
It's 53%? Disapproval.
Rating.
Yeah, it's 53 the other. Well, 52 the other way. 52.3 the other way. 52.3 disapprove. 47.7% approve. And I can only imagine that the disapprove are people who are answering this question like based on basically the last 16 months as the owner.
Right. Well, you know, and it's interesting the way the question is phrased. It is like it's very much in the present tense, and it's not. It's not a global assessment. It's not, hey, how do you feel about Jim Crane as an owner in the entirety? It's just, how is he performing his job right now? I think there are a lot of people that have reservations about the way the front office is constructed, who gives input to Crane, how much of a GM is Dana Brown even. Like, all of that is what people are uncomfortable about. So I don't think it's not like a condemnation of Jim Crane as an owner, but I think there are a lot of people that just aren't comfortable with what percentage of disapproves?
52.3%.
So 52.3% just don't, they disapprove of the current scenario.
Yeah, I think that too. Like, it's to me, it's inarguable that he's been a good owner, like over the course of his time of ownership. Like, you won two World Series and you're playing baseball in late October literally every year since 2017.
Right.
So he's a good owner by definition who is going through maybe the roughest patch that a good owner has gone through that I've seen. You know, I've said bad owners are all rough patches. Like, this is maybe the roughest patch I've seen a good owner go through.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I think there you can draw a parallel between the Texans and the Astros in this regard when it comes to ownership. Without like I don't like to dig in and speculate too much about, you know, people's personal lives or how they respond to things or anything. But like with the Texans, Bob McNair passed away. That's a big deal. Like, you know, that's public record. And then there was a period of turmoil after that where it really took a while for Cal and then, you know, increasingly Cal and Hannah to find their stride. And I think that in a lot of ways, Jack Easterby showed up at the right moment as a guy who promised almost was like had the appeal of an easy button, you know, like, oh, this guy's going to show us how to do things differently and to do things in a certain way that'll set us apart and all that. And I think Bill O'Brien kind of was in search of an easy button in that regard too. Mm-hmm. And it just ended up being a huge mistake immediately in the aftermath of the owner passing away. So it takes a while to recover from stuff like that. I think with Jim Crane, they built up this incredible organization with Jeff Luhnow and AJ, you know, and then AJ Hinch midway through. And they go to World Series, ALCSs, everything. But then all of a sudden you find out that, man, the very thing that got us to where we are is Jeff Luhnow's ability to kind of detach from tradition or detach from convention might have also been the very thing that got us into this mess. Like the hyper-competitive side that doesn't know how to balance the human side with it. So, like, if I'm Jim Crane, I'm thinking in that moment, all right, well, I gotta restore some order to this, some sanity. I need some actual human beings, you know. I need some of the old school sentiment, and I feel like that's what he's battling right now. Is like, all right, how do we keep the humanity in the organization, but also keep our edge analytically and with all that other stuff?
Yeah, for anybody that perceives that the Astros skewed too far the analytics way.
Yeah.
And boy, like, it's the end result is that you're winning a bunch of World Series, then I have a hard time feeling like you did anything too much. But I know the sign stealing and everything like that. The reaction, and I think this is part and parcel to the point you're making, Seth, he's gone way too far the other way by involving Jeff Bagwell and Reggie Jackson and Craig Biggio. And now you got a GM who feels like he's got the feeling to me is like it's like an act of Congress to conduct GMing for the Astros now, because got all these cooks in the room who are clearly influential. Hell, they are forward facing. These aren't birdies that are whispering into Jim Crane's ear. Like, Jeff Bagwell is on the broadcast talking about the team in the present tense in first person, like he is a front office member at times during that broadcast. Reggie Jackson is doing podcasts talking about the philosophy of the Astros salary-wise and ejecting on Blake Snell and things like that. These are not people just injecting their opinion. These are people that I don't know if the organization is putting them out there like this, but they are out there like this, talking as if they are front office members of this team.
Well, and I guess, I think, again, it's a different group than the people who actually got the Astros to where they are.
Yeah.
You know, like when it came to the integral decisions and all of that, it's just a different group. So it's a much different methodology. I was calling everybody Chicken Little last year about it. And, you know, like, no, this is fine. Jim Crane knows how to separate it. He knows that. I feel like the Chicken Littles were closer to the appropriate level of concern than perhaps I was.
Maybe.
Because the other thing, remember what the Astros did, Sean? I mean, they fired damn near all their scouts. They were asking the scouts. So this is when Jeff Luna was there. Fired damn near all their scouts.
Yeah.
After having asked the scouts to videotape, like do stuff that wasn't illegal, but that was very much frowned upon within the culture of scouting. And I think that's where they started to stray so far away from convention that Jim Crane probably got nervous at that too. So again, I mean, it's a loose comparison between what the Texans owners and what Jim Crane had to respond to. But I do think there's a little bit of turmoil in trying to redirect based on like just your personal feelings about what you want your organization to be like.
Yep, absolutely.
So I don't know, but in a lot of this obviously is going to change if you get health with your starting pitchers and if Josh Hader reels it in and starts looking more consistently like he did last year and Ryan Pressly finds himself, then yeah, everything will be fine.
Yeah. We'll see.
And maybe hitting with runners in scoring position. That would help. Nice.
That would help.
I'm trying to be, if I'm Joe Analytics, I'm not worried because the actual OPS is okay and everything. But
right.
It doesn't feel real comfortable right
no,
now.
No, nope. It does not. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. Someone on the text page here says that their tattoo artist charges $150 an hour. Okay, yeah. So then my question is, how many hours does it take to do a good tattoo? I have no idea. I have no ink. Do you have any ink at all? I have no ink at all. Zero.
I've got nothing.
Yeah.
I think, remember Dak Prescott got anesthetized to get that 8-hour tattoo.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And he had like multiple people working on him.
Yeah, yeah. Big project. Big project.
Which is, a lot of people wanted to call him a wimp for that.
Mm-hmm. Is there
I never would.
No.
But
into
he
had his
to.
Face.
No, I guess it is. People did explain it to me. It was pretty crazy, the procedure he had. I mean, he had like multiple. It's something that when you've got that many people working on you on a tattoos, it's an insane level of pain. So it makes sense that sometimes people choose to just get knocked out and do it in one bunch. I just know that like the Samoans that get the traditional Samoan tattoo
Dude. Sit
there like for like multiple days getting the most painful method ever to have the tattoo done.
Yeah.
So I can't, I don't know. I can't pass judgment on anybody because I don't have anything.
Nope.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.